This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for October 28th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics covered in this podcast are oncology and neurosurgical history. A clinical trial of bevacizumab, temozolomide, and radiation for newly diagnosed glioblastoma. A clinical article by Ashwatha Narayana and colleagues. The use of bevacizumab, trade name Avastin, in the context of newly diagnosed glioblastoma holds much potential, though few studies have been conducted investigating its efficacy in this setting. In this study by Dr. Narayana and colleagues, 51 patients with newly diagnosed glioblastoma were treated with bevacizumab every 2 weeks in combination with radiation and daily temozolomide, followed by 6 cycles of temozolomide and bevacizumab. 7 patients had grade 3 toxicities, and 3 patients had grade 4 toxicities. There were no cases of symptomatic intracranial bleeding. The median progression-free survival was 13 months, and the median overall survival was 23 months. The results of this phase 2 trial show an apparent improvement in both survival and quality of life compared to the current standard of care, which is radiation and temozolomide alone after resection. 2 large phase 3 studies are being conducted by the Radiation Therapy Oncology Group and Roche, investigating the use of bevacizumab in patients with newly diagnosed glioblastoma. The results from these studies will further elucidate the role of bevacizumab therapy in this context. Kenneth Grant Jameson, 1925-1976, His Life and Contributions to Neurosurgery. A historical vignette by Martin Mortazavi and co-authors. Dr. Kenneth Grant Jameson holds a prominent place in the history of Australian neurosurgery. Jameson was a pioneer in the treatment of intracranial aneurysms and a neurosurgical innovator who developed new surgical techniques. Jameson was also an innovator for the development of new neurosurgical instruments and renowned for his teaching abilities, prolificacy, and mentorship. He developed neurosurgical approaches to previously inoperable pineal region tumors. The so-called Jameson approach resulted in less cerebellar retraction and better visualization of the third ventricle and a decrease in morbidity. Additionally, Jameson contributed much of his career toward the prevention of head injuries related to road trauma. His neurosurgery unit served 1 million-plus miles of area, which included 1,200 miles north, 300 miles south, 1,000 miles west, and 1,500 miles to the territories of Papua and New Guinea and New Caledonia in the Pacific. In all these 1 million-plus miles, there was no neurosurgeon outside of Brisbane to treat head injuries. Jameson's neurosurgery unit served 2 million people in Australia and 2.5 million people from Papua and New Guinea. Our current understanding and knowledge of treatments of various neurosurgical diseases is based on the work of pioneers such as Kenneth Grant Jameson. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.